News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to the Friday edition of Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg. In the studio with me right now, we have Eldon Scott from Sonny's Barbecue. It's always Sonny's here.
It's always Sonny's here. Good morning, PJ.
Good morning. I love how your daily outfit sort of matches with the Christmas season.
You know, it does. A little bit. Red and white. Red and white is the color. Got the white hat, the fringe, the Western fringe shirt. It's gotta have the red shoes too. So it is very Christmassy.
I was gonna say you need a Santa outfit that's got a little bit of fringe on it.
You know, I thought about dyeing the beard white. I have a buddy who does it every Christmas. And I thought about doing it, and I just couldn't. I couldn't pull the trigger on it.
Oh, so that's fun. Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Yeah.
All right. So what's new with Sonny's Barbecue?
Yeah. Well, it's been a big week in the world, or big 2 weeks in the world of Sonny's. Sonny Tillman actually passed away 2 Sundays ago, mm-hmm. and so they laid him to rest this past, I think it was Wednesday or Tuesday, and so all the people for so many years. Drove down to Gainesville and, you know, had the services there. And so that was a big, big part of it. And so he founded Sonny's back in 1968. And so, you know, want to definitely honor him and remember him and all the things that he did and all the families that he supported throughout the years and the legacy that he created. And very fortunate to have had the opportunity to meet him back in May. And so, so it's kind of a somber but reflective moment, right, to be able to kind of honor him and all the things that he done and continue to carry the legacy forward and family and food and good barbecue. So,
yeah.
You know,
what was your takeaway from meeting him, personality
wise
or whatever?
He's as genuine as you could be, you think, right? So he, it was funny because we got to meet him and we did a bunch of things, and it was I was there in Gainesville for what we call Founders Day. And it was actually the day that Sonny's had started. So May 16th, and so we're there in Gainesville. We did a bunch of random acts of barbecue, dropped off barbecue to some of the food banks there in the local area, some of the nonprofits, a couple schools. And so I was like, listen, I need to meet Sonny. He's there, and I really would like to meet him. So it worked out and was able to meet him, and I got to talk to him, and I was like, hey, okay, we talked, and like, now we got to take a selfie to make it official. So he said, what's a selfie? And just, you know, as kind of a grandpa figure that you could imagine. And so we took a picture. We all had a good laugh and told a few stories of doing barbecue and replacing the pillars out on the front porch and doing all the different things and, you know, just talking about the different, you know, just different stories that he had lived. And so it was a really great experience.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, from starting out as an entrepreneur to multiple locations across Florida.
Yeah, over 100 locations, what it grew to. And so now we just carry on the legacy and doing slow smoke barbecue every day and spreading the spirit of barbecue, as we like to say. So it's a good culture to be a part of. So proud of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excited to be a part of it. Yeah.
In my opinion, you got a dream job, man, being around barbecue all day and talking about barbecue,
serving barbecue, eating barbecue, bringing barbecue to other people. I mean, it's not a bad gig.
It's really not
a bad gig. Yeah. Not too many people are disappointed when you walk through the door with barbecue. So, you know, it is what it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So tell me about the winter menu.
Yeah, so we got our new winter menu kicked off earlier this month, and it's a good one. If you've not had the prime rib sandwich, it is a delicious sandwich. Y'all need to come give it a shot. It is basically thin sliced prime rib with some of our onion straws with some Swiss cheese on our garlic bread and a horseradish sauce. So it is a really good sandwich, and then we dunked the prime rib in some au jus. So,
of course,
it is a great sandwich. So it was a big hit last year. I've had a few people come in and ask for actual prime rib. So just want to clarify that we're not selling prime rib in the restaurant. We do have it available for catering, so we can do a prime rib for catering. You're going to need to order that probably at least two to three days in advance, at least. That way we can have time to cook it and have it ready for you at the time you need it for. So that is going to be a strictly per pound product that we can do on the catering side. We're not going to have that available in the restaurant every day. So I've had a few people come and ask for that, for a cut of prime rib. And we just don't have that right now. So we'd have the prime rib sandwich, and then on the other side, we can do prime rib for the catering. So we can have it ready for you for a party or whatever it may be. We can have that ready for you. So okay. Just to clarify.
Yeah. Eldon Scott is our guest from Sonny's Barbecue. It's always Sonny's here, 437-1620, if you have any questions for him. What else is new on the winter menu? Anything else you want to highlight?
Yeah, so candy bacon mac and cheese, that one brought that one back. That is a good one. So if you like mac and cheese, the little sweet morsels of bacon with the onion straws and the barbecue sauce, that's another great one. Brought the onion rings back. Cheesy skillet potatoes, that's another one that we brought back. That's a good meal. So, It's a great side, great extra, you know, just good hearty, creamy potatoes. I don't know how else to say it. It's a really good one. So that's a great one. And then for desserts, we have the apple cinnamon bread pudding. And so the apple cinnamon bread pudding with a sweet tea glaze, it's really good.
That sounds amazing.
It's really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say order them by the half dozen, just pro tip. pro tip and take some home, you know, just saying.
That's so awesome. So how long does that winter menu run? I mean, obviously we're in the holidays here. You want people to maybe think about this for a Christmas party, but I mean, how long is the menu going to run if they don't get there in the next couple of weeks?
That's going to be going basically through February.
Okay.
Through the end of February. I can't remember exactly what day it's going to end, but it's basically going to be running through February. And then we'll be kicking off the spring menu. And so that's going to got a little bit of time, but you know, you got all the family coming in town. You got, you know, guests come in, just bring them on in. Obviously, we have all the slow, you know, typical slow smoked options that we have on our menu every day. The Sunny Sampler, that's a great, great menu item. And if you want a variety of different things, you can definitely check that one out. It's like $18 and you're going to get basically four different meats and sides. And so it's a great, great option. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So holiday parties are coming up. I'm guessing you have capacity to handle more.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, the holiday feast is something that a lot of people, and it's the day before, right? So we are actually going to be closed on Christmas Day, so we won't be open Christmas Day. But the holiday feast is what we'll do for, we do either a ham or turkey for $89, and so you get that, three sides. And you can add on banana pudding dessert for $10.
Mm-hmm.
Feeds 10 people. And if you got a bigger crowd, obviously you can double it up. Maybe do a ham and a turkey, you know, holiday feast. So it's a great option for an easy way to do your Christmas meal. We bring it with serving and heating instructions. So basically you'll be able to just pop it in the oven, have it hot and ready for you on Christmas Day. Or if you want to do it for, let's say, an office party or something like that, and you just want to do something outside of the traditional barbecue, you're looking for a holiday feast, we can absolutely do that for you, have it hot and ready for your lunch or dinner or whatever it might be. That way you can enjoy it and everybody have a good time.
Yeah. What are some of the sides that you can pair up with the menu?
Oh, man, let me tell you, the holiday feast, the stuffing is delicious. The stuffing is pretty good. I mean, it's better than Mom's. I'm sorry, Mom. Sorry, Mom. It is really good. It's a good quality stuffing. Sweet potato casserole is delicious. We do mashed potatoes, obviously our southern green beans, mac and cheese. Those are staples, you know. But our green beans are delicious too. If you've not had our green beans, they are so good. So,
okay.
You know, yeah, give it a shot. Like I said, if you're looking for that holiday party, you know, at the office, whatever it might be, or if you want to just make, you know, push the easy button for your Christmas and you're don't want to stress with fighting the crowds at the grocery store and buying 100 different things. It's a nice, easy way just to, you know, basically $100, you're going to get your everything you need to have a great, great meal.
Okay. So I don't want to miss the opportunity here, but I understand we have a giveaway. And so how do you want to do that today?
Giveaway. It's early to do the giveaway.
Oh, is it?
Is it?
You like to wait till the end?
I like to wait till the end, but okay. We can do it now.
It's up to you.
I mean,
it's always Sunny's here. It's your show.
We'll go ahead and do it. Let's say, so we're going to give away a family feast. That's the crowd favorite. So we're going to give away the family feast. It's going to come with four proteins your chicken, your brisket, pulled pork, turkey. And you're going to get three sidekicks, pint sidekicks. And then you are also going to get your choice of bread and a gallon of sweet tea. So it is a feast. We say it feeds 4 to 6. Depends on how you know, who it is and what. It might feed 6 to 8. So it is a true feast. So it is a lot of food.
Okay, 437-1620 is the text line. It's going to be a text giveaway.
Yeah.
So should we do like the third texter with a keyword of?
Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah.
All right.
Tis the season.
437-1620, third texter. Keyword is Christmas. And you can pick up a Sonny's Barbecue Family Feast.
There we go.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to talk about our locations. So
yeah,
we
talk about the locations.
Yeah, so we have four locations here in the News Radio listener area. We have our Pace, Florida location, which is located right in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement store. The it's right next to the IHOP also. So it's about a mile and a half west of Avalon Boulevard. And so there's that Pace, Florida location. We have our 9th Avenue location, which is located just south of Creighton Road, kind of tucked right back behind the AutoZone. So the AutoZone is there. So we're teched in a nice little quaint location. If you're familiar with the firehouse there, that has the giant wreath right there at the airport runway. It's kind of right back behind that area right there also. So,
okay.
Another landmark. Did we get a winner already?
We did. I'm waiting for the... Oh, the winner's name is Amy. So there you go.
Congratulations, Amy.
All right. So you, once again, you can... And she can pick that up here?
You can pick it up here, yeah. You come to the News Radio studio, and I think you'll probably send her some instructions on, later on how
yes,
to get
I will.
That. And, yeah, just come here to the studio. Sometimes the gift certificate's gone before I get out of the studio, so... Just depends on where you're at, and they'll have it here for you, Amy, and congratulations, and hope you enjoy that family feast.
Wonderful. Talk to me a little bit about the banquet rooms at Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah, so I was talking about that 9th Avenue location, and they do have a banquet room there, so we can host up to about 40 folks there at that 9th Avenue location. And, you know, typically for people, if there's probably fewer than 15 people, we can do it off of the menu. More than 15 people, it does get difficult to do it off. You know, off menu, just for the timing's sake, for, you know, managing the regular part of the restaurant. So if it's over 15 people, we like to do a buffet. So it's typically going to run $12 to $15 a person. So that is, goodness, I lost my breath for a second. Excuse me. So $12 to $15 a person, that's going to include everything. You're going to get your choices of meats, your sides, your drinks, everything included. And so that's a great option to do when you're trying to get a large crowd of folks fed in a timely manner. And then basically also you can, we do have some AV equipment there also. So you have that option there to use that if you need it for a meeting space or something along those lines.
Okay, perfect. And holiday hours, are they going to be the same as your regular hours? Or
yeah,
be
so holiday hours are going to be same as our regular hours. So we open every day at 10:45, and then we're going to be Sunday through Thursday, we're going to be open until 9:30, and then Friday and Saturday night, we're open until 10 p.m.
Okay, perfect. So what else do you have going on this holiday season that you want listeners to know about?
Yeah, well, let's talk about our other banquet room at our Navy Boulevard location. So we do have our Navy Boulevard location. Can host up to about 75 there at that location. And so they have a great team there. If you need a banquet room, kind of the same thing. Does have more options just because it is the larger room. So check that out. And then we have our Shelley Road location, which is located off of Pine Forest Road, just south of I-10.
Okay. And then how much notice for like the upcoming season here? Obviously, you probably get their catering request into you as soon as possible, but how much notice do you need?
Typically, you know, if we can get notice within about 3 days, we can get most caterings taken care of.
Okay. Sounds good. And then let's see here. Obviously, you're doing delivery and setup for the events. Are people able to pick their orders up? How does that work?
Excuse me.
That's all right.
Got a little frog in my throat.
Got a little allergy. It's yep. Okay.
The heat in here. It's got my throat dry.
We even have the door open.
Oh, goodness.
Cool things off.
Yeah, so we do have a full-service catering team. I'm sorry, what was your question?
It was basically about notice for the catering and then also the setup.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends on, obviously, if it's a small party, we can get that taken care of pretty quick for you. Thank you, sir.
You are welcome. Looks like you need some water over
thank
there.
You,
so,
you.
All right, perfect. So, if you want to expand on that, you certainly are welcome to. But you can also customize the menu and do setup for people as well at their parties.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we have a full service catering team. We can do everything from setup to cleanup, you know, from start to finish. We'll bring the team out. We'll bring the food out. We'll set up the catering line. You know, we've done a few plated dinners as well. So we have lots of different options. We try to work with the event coordinator to match what, you know, the outcome is that they want. So we also do catering other ways. So we can actually do catering through pickup. So if you just need, you know, you have somebody that can come pick up the food, obviously you want to be conscientious how many people that you're catering for. If you're catering for 200 people, don't come pick it up in your Mini Cooper. That's going to be a problem. You know, so, you know, you come pick up your catering, 20, 30, 50 people, typically not any issue. When you get into higher numbers of people, you definitely have to be conscientious of how much food it actually is. It is a lot of food. And so, and then we also do delivery. So we'll actually bring it out to your team. Yesterday afternoon, I actually did delivery catering for the Pensacola International Airport for the staff there. So took out some barbecue out to them for their Christmas party. You know, so you can have a whole, you know, whatever you need, pick up, delivery, or full service catering.
Okay, wonderful. And for the restaurant itself, do you allow for reservations when people are coming in to visit you?
So we don't really do reservations except for the banquet room. We do formal time reservations for the banquet rooms. Typically, we try to work with folks. If you call, you know, day of, say, hey, we got 20 people coming, we'll have that ready for you. We'll have a table set up for you. Let us know about what time we can get you set up and taken care of.
Okay, perfect. And, you know, I was actually thinking about this last night when they asked me to come back in and fill in for Meg again. And I was like, you know, I got to ask them about this because I go to certain stores. I see Sonny's Barbecue offerings in terms of the sauces that they have on the shelves and the different styles of barbecue sauces. And I'm thinking, what a great gift for people during the holiday season. Maybe as a stocking stuffer. I know St. Nick's Day has passed, but if you're like my family in the past, we always did like stockings, you know, Christmas morning as well. But to be able to put your favorite Sonny's Barbecue in the stocking, what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. We do have bottles available to purchase in all of our local stores. Sweet sauce is obviously the favorite sauce. It's probably 2-to-1 to any other sauce. So that
yeah,
sweet sauce
have that
is
at
the
home
favorite.
Right now.
Yep. And so we do also have a holiday gift card promo going on right now. So you buy a $25 gift certificate or gift card, and you're going to get $5 in bonus bucks. So basically for $25, you're going to get $30 of value. So that's a great thing right now. If you're looking for a stocking stuffer, you know, somebody loves Sonny's, come in and get a gift card. You're going to get that extra $5.
Yeah, absolutely. And so how do they get the gift cards? Do they come into the store to pick that up? Do they go through the Sonny's Barbecue website?
Yeah, so come into the store, pick that up. You can also purchase some gift certificates online virtually, but, you know, you're going to get those bonus bucks by coming into the store.
Okay, perfect. Let's see here. So let's talk about random acts of barbecue and cue the kindness. Talk to me about your community involvement a little bit.
Yeah, so random acts of barbecue is what we is part of our company give back. So we do for nurses, teachers, first responders, military. And so we typically treat, you know, different times of year, we're treating those folks to free meals, free big deals, and have certain days that they're able to come into the store, grab a free pulled pork sandwich, a side, and a drink. And, yeah, I'm struggling. Oh, goodness.
Hopefully I'm not putting too much pressure on you.
All the pressure, PJ. Yeah.
Meg is more fun. PJ's asking me all these tough questions.
No, I don't know what it is. Allergies or something. Who knows?
Just
who
teasing.
Knows? We won't get through it, though.
All right.
But yeah, so that's part of our random acts of barbecue, Q and the kindness. And so just the way that we can support the community and the people that in our community that support us.
Okay, perfect. Do you also have your regular menu happening right now, or is it strictly just the winter menu?
No, obviously. Yeah, absolutely. We have a regular menu that's always there. All the brisket, pulled pork, sliced turkey.
Okay.
All there.
Perfect. And so people can come into any location right now and just have a great meal. So barbecue sauces, we've done this in the past, and so I want to kind of just go through this with you again. It's been about a year. Barbecue sauces for the type of food that you have. So what kind of barbecue sauce would you recommend for, like, say, chicken wings?
You know, for me, I'm not a sauce on chicken wings kind of guy.
Oh, really?
I'm not.
Actually, my daughter isn't either, my youngest. Yeah. My older two like it, but the youngest is always like, no sauce.
No sauce. I mean, we can do any of the sauces on the chicken wings, and we'll talk about that. Obviously, with football season still going on, we have a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
50 chicken wings for $49.99.
Oh, nice.
It is a great deal. If you've not had our slow-smoked wings, come on and give them a try. They're really, really good. You should definitely check them
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I mean, I would guess with the bowl games coming up, Sonny's Barbecue is certainly an option to cater those parties too.
And if you need barbecue by the pound, obviously we can do that. And you need to come in and get, you know, 4 or 5 pounds of pulled pork, grab a pack of buns, brisket, whatever it might be that you might want. It makes it nice and easy. Barbecue meatballs, those things on the catering side, you know, the platter of smoked wings, the platter of meatballs. We do a buffalo chicken dip.
Mm.
We do a buffalo chicken dip. I've never had anybody be disappointed in it when I've done it for catering. I'll be perfectly honest. It's really good. Buffalo chicken dip is delicious. So, but those are for catering items, so you do have to order those 24 hours in advance at least. So you can go to sunnyscatering.com to get those ordered. Obviously, if you're just interested, we do third-party delivery also. So if you're at home, you don't feel like getting out. It's a nice, like yesterday was so rainy and messy and sloppy, you don't feel like getting out. We do third-party delivery, so DoorDash, Uber Eats, all those different things. We are listed on most of those apps as well, so you can definitely check those out and come on over and get some Sonny's Barbecue and have it brought straight to your door so you don't have to worry about getting out. So
that's awesome.
That's an option.
And pulled pork, what barbecue sauce do you recommend for that?
So all the pulled pork automatically gets sweet sauce, so...
Okay.
Pulled pork gets sweet sauce. You know, that's kind of you get the fatty pulled pork with the sweet, and
yeah,
that's just how it goes.
Well, I love when you're picking the order up through drive-thru. They always ask you, do you want extra sauce with that? And yeah, they always throw the extras in, and it's great to have later.
Yep. And probably got a few packs stuffed in the fridge, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. In addition to our bottle that we have of the sweet sauce as well. So. burgers. What do you recommend for burgers?
You know, we use a seasoning on our burgers. I'm not a sauce on burger kind of guy.
See, they have like they have different burgers that come with the barbecue sauce.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's usually my go-to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. But we do have a great burger. So it's a fresh,
yes,
never
do.
Frozen burger, fresh grilled. If you hadn't had it, definitely check it out. It is a delicious burger.
Awesome. And then the last question is kind of out there, but. Tater tots, barbecue sauce dip, yes or no? Want to use ketchup?
I mean, if you've not had our loaded tots with the barbecue sauce, they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm normally a tater tots with ketchup person, personally, but the loaded tots with the barbecue and the onion straws and the barbecue sauce, and yeah, those are pretty good. You should definitely check those out. Loaded tots at Sonny's Barbecue. Definitely worth checking out.
Okay, we have about a minute left. Is there anything else that you want people to know about catering their holiday parties or your menu or anything like that?
Yeah, so we do have those four locations. Again, we got family in town. Bring them on out for a nice dinner. Check out our stores. All locations have a drive-through. We normally talk about it with Meg's favorite. Buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches every Monday.
Yes.
So definitely check that deal out. It's a great one. Every Saturday, kids and grandkids eat free. So that's a great deal. So if you're out running around doing a little shopping, bring the kiddos out if you'd have them and grab you a good meal and don't have to worry about paying for the kids. So that's a great opportunity as well. Check out the Sonny's Barbecue app. You can go download that. It's where you're always going to get your best deals. Sonny's Barbecue, sonnysbbq.com. You can do that or go directly to your Google Play Store or your iPhone store to get that Sonny's Barbecue app.
And I believe with the app, there might also be some like rewards programs.
There's a rewards program. So the more barbecue you eat, the more free barbecue you get. It's like a win-win, right? So you're going to get some all of the best deals through the app. So definitely check that out. Start collecting your rewards points so you can get more free barbecue. It's a great opportunity to eat more Sonny's Barbecue.
Right.
Who doesn't want that?
Absolutely. Eldon Scott, Sonny's Barbecue. Thanks for being here today.
Well, appreciate it, BJ.
All right. Have a good Christmas.
Yes, sir. You too.